First of all the Torah tonight is being said over. The shir is being sponsored by a very close Talmud and Zeishas Chayil. It's more like Mishpacha than even a Talmud. Evan and Ariella Seltzer, who are sponsoring tonight, Lil Nishmas, Ariella's grandfather, whose yortzei was today, Yol Nosson ben Yaakov Halevi. Mitzvah Hashem be a big schus, Lil Nishmaso, Bizoiche, to be a male's yoishir for their beautiful mishpacha, until the Bizoiche be tanting, which is Chakenu, Bimhera be Amenu. The mishpacha should only know of Simcha.
Amen.
Bin Chaydesh. There's no better way to start Chodesh Shvat than with Torah. Chodesh Shvat is the month of trees. It's Machlekes, whether Rosh Hashanah Lilanos was really today, Rosh Chodesh Shvat or Tu B'Shvat, but ultimately it's a month of trees, even though that itself is hard to understand. We've spoken about that before. It's not like we really see the trees budding yet, but it's time to focus on the trees. So Vada, we focus on the ultimate tree. Eitz Chaim Yim Lachazikim Ba. That's Torah Hashem Tamim HaMeshivas Nafesh. Bez Hashem Zbarach. It's just to learn together. So in the middle of these parashios of Galus Mitzrayim, and Parashat Ve'era brings to us the Makos, the first seven of the Makos. It's very interesting by Makos Barad. The Pasuk says in Perek Tes, Pasuk Yudalad, Ki ba'pam hazos, ani shaleches kol magefosai. This time I'm sending all my plagues. Elibecho ba'vadecho ba'mecha, ba'vord teda ke'en kamoni b'chol haaretz. Basically, that through this makah, that you're all going to see Ein Kamoni B'chol Eretz. You're going to see Mamish, this is Vada, there's nothing like Hashem. Nothing like Hashem. And seemingly, the Targum Yonason goes on this, but just from understanding the Pasuk, it's like Shkula, Rashi. Rashi is interesting. This is a Rashi, I'm not going to get into it right now. You have to see there's a Chomet there, because Rashi says, Makat Pechoro Shkula Kenega Kolam Hakos. But we're talking about Barad over here. Ma'in in Shmita Yitzal Sinai. But Lamaisa, just to understand the Pasuk, seems to be Barad is Shkula Kenega Kolam Hakos, because it's with this Makah that we see it's Yad Hashem. We see it's Yad Hashem. Ki Ein Kamoni B'chol Arts. What's the obvious question? For those who are Maver Sedra already, but even if not, we remember from the past, we learned this already as a little child, that came Makas Dam. And what happened by Makas Dam? All the Chartumei Mitzrayim. You know, Paro's magicians were able to pull off the stunt. Tzvardeo, maybe not to the extent, also seemingly. We got to Kenim. And Kenim were minuscule lice. V'lo yuchlu. They weren't able, right? The Pasuk said v'lo yuchlu. The Chartumei Mitzrayim weren't able to do this. Rashi explains, because the Shadim are not shaylid on such a small Bria, and their black magic came through the usage of Shadim. And what did they say? Vayoyimru ha-chartumim, earlier in the Parsha, Perches, Pazik Tezvav, Etzpe Elokimi. This is the Etzpe Elokim. Meaning already by Kenim, the God's Welt, even the Chartumim Mitzrayim, who thought they could do anything, were ready to admit Etzpe Elokim. So what's now Barad Kam Ki Ein Kamoni B'chol Haaretz? You need Barad, meaning each plague obviously was massive and was, but ultimately it seemed to be, we already knew this from Kenim. We already knew Vade, this for sure was the hand of Hashem from Kenim. Why now suddenly Barad? One other idea that Targum Yonason ben Uziel, he brings down in Pasuk Yudches, where did this Barad come from? Something very interesting. Ha'ana machis bidon adein lemachar min oitzrei shemaya. Targum Yonason ben Uziel says, phrase that we find at times in Chazal, but we have to understand why by bara, that this bara, this hail, this miraculous hail of fire and ice, it came from where? The storehouses of Shemaim, the storehouses of heaven, which is a symbolism, something very, very special. It wasn't just Stam. It wasn't just Hashem created this bara now to fall. It was being stored in Bikdusha. It was being stored in a very special place. Be'itzrei Shemaya. What was that all about? So let's take a step back, Chavra. See, what were all these makos for? Vada the makos were there. Vada the makos were there to punish the Mitzrim. But they weren't only there to punish the Mitzrim. They weren't only there to punish them. What was a makah for the Mitzrim was also a refuah for the Yidden. And what was the refuah for the Yidden? Was to build a Muna. To build a Muna in the Yidden. To build a recognition that there's Yad Hashem and that Hashem is involved in everything at every moment, which is the foundation of everything. Let's remember, these Yidden at the time were b'mem tes sharet tumah, were on the lowest of low. Halalu uvdei v'dazar v'halalu uvdei. They were idol worshippers, they were walking like the Mitzrim, they were involved in all the taifas of the world. And Hashem was going to pull them out of that. And eventually, to receive the Torah, all the mitzvahs that we learn about and that we keep. But what has to be the foundation of it all? The first of the dibros, the foundation of everything is a munah. Without a munah, I have nothing. Every time I do a mitzvah, it's rooted in a munah. And every time I don't, it's rooted in a lacking of a munah. When I don't live up to who I am, it's because I'm not having a strong enough a munah. If I'm not davening with the proper kavana, it means that I'm lacking in some level of a munah at that moment. If lo aleinu, I allow myself during the Yemei Shoivim to look at something I'm not supposed to be looking at. Vada, it's taiva, it's temptation, it's my goof got the best of me. But there's also shtickle shechisaron and amuna. I'm not believing at that moment Hashem's watching me and Hashem's going to really punish me and there's going to be me. Whatever it's chayar v'leinish. There's some, by definition, there's amuna that's lacking. That we all need to continuously build upon. You know, you think amuna, oh, that's something you have to learn when you're young. Now, vada, no, amuna is something our whole lives we work on. To strengthen. To get more and more clarity in not just a munah vad that we know Hashem created the world, Hashem created us, a munah of Ashkacha Pratis, a munah that Hashem is watching over us every moment, a munah that Hashem is by our side every moment, a munah that Hashem is keeping, taking account of everything that goes on. And what was going to build? The 10 makos. We're going to punish the Mitzrim, but also build the munah in the Yidden. Build that recognition so they're so prepared to say, Anoich Hashem Lekecha, to say, Nase V'nishma. Where'd they get there? You know, they had to. It's interesting, right? We all know. We've spoken about this before, given another terrace, but I want to suggest tonight. You know, we know the Yidden left Mitzrayim on the 49th level of Tumah. And they had to. We had 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer till they became Roy to receive the Torah. To work on stuff, to grow, to get out of that, so they could even fit through. What did they do during those 49 days? What did they work on? Remember, if you or I want to work on our connection to Hashem, we have Torah mitzvahs. I can work on learning more. I can work on davening better. I can work on treating people nicer. I can work on any of the 630 mitzvahs I can work on. I have 613 ways to work on my life as an Eved Hashem. What did the Jews do? They didn't have the Torah yet. There are different possibilities. We've spoken about this before, but maybe what they worked on was just the Muna. Just building that connection to Hashem. Because that's the yisod of everything. That's the foundation of everything. And this was being built through these tamakos. In fact, it's brought down in Sfarim that tamakos connected to 10 mamaros that created the world. There were 10 mamaros, 10 sayings that created the world in Parshas Bereishis. And connected that with this. This was Yad Hashem showing, just like I created the world and all the nature within it, I could at any moment change that. Who could change the nature of the world? Only the one who created the nature. And that's what I'm doing through each of these makos. I created light, I'll make it dark again. I created water, I'll make it blood. I created animals, I can make them come in, they're usually out in the forest, I'll make them come over here. Oh, and now I'll make them die. I mean, everything, think about it. I created man, makos b'chayris. Each of the 10, everything that was created, he was showing, I'm in control of it all. I'm in control of everything that was created. I created the sky, here come locusts from the sky. But here comes Barad from the sky. Everything that was created during Sheshes Mei Bereishis, during those 6 days of creation, everything is hit during the Makos. Think about it. Every little one. Everything you learned about, anything you made pictures of in nursery school, each one could connect to some of the makos. Right? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to show, just like with the 10 Mamaros that created the world initially, that show I'm in control of it always. And it's building a Emunah within us. And that's why it is. Chevra, what do we say at our Sinai? What is the first of the Aseres HaDibros? Anoich Hashem Lekecha. And everybody asks, I am Hashem your God, which is the Pasuk of Emunah. Should it not say, Anoich Elkem Asher Barasi Shemayim V'aret? What makes God God? He created the world. In relationship to us, it's that He created the world. So why is it not Anoich Hashem Lekecha? All the Mefarshim ask this. Asher Barasi Shemayim V'aret, that created heaven and earth. But now we understand, because what we saw, what built our Emunah, what was personal to us, what we connect to, Anoich Hashem Lekecha, Asher Otesicha Meretzrayim, that took you out of Meretzrayim, that brought these 10 makos. That's me. And I'm the one who's now going to give you the Torah to live your life by, to give you the guidelines of life that's the best thing in the world for you. Because I know I created it all. And that's all these parshios. Rabbunim brings down, he says that you should learn these parshios, Shemos, Vei, Rabo, B'Shalach, Mamish, like you learn a Tosfos. What does it mean like you learn a Tosfos? You know, usually we're textual and analytical when it comes to Tosfos than we are to Chumash, Rashi. No, learn this like a Tosfos, because it's Mamish, the shorish of Emunah in our lives. And what's more important than Emunah? What's more important than, you know, I was thinking about it. Matzei Shabbos Kodesh, someone asked me to speak to a father-son learning program in Baltimore. Just for a few minutes, but to the parents. And I was thinking, what can I give over to them? Forget about what the Torah is. What message do I want to get over? I was just thinking about it earlier today. What message? You know what I want to give over to them? That what it means to be a good parent, what it means to be a good mechanech, is to be able to give over to your children, not whether you're mechanech your child, whether they wash negelvaster correctly, or mechanech your child on ichvesnish, whether they put on the right shoe first or the left shoe first. And mechanech your child, not that those are unimportant, those are avad, everything's important. But the most important, chinuch of a child, are you mechanech your child daily, that Hashem is by our side, that Hashem loves us, that Hashem is with us, that Hashem cares about us. To believe in Hashem, running the world, running everything, orchestrating everything that happens, and could get us through everything. That's what every yid needs to have with them always. Thus is the most important. This is the most chashim chinuch. So listen to this, chevra, you ready? Mamish, a lot of this Torah tonight is based on a few different pieces I read in the Munas Yitech of Rav Wolfson Shlita. So Wolfson says as follows. The Zohar already says that the 10 makos are connected to the 10 sviros. The 10 sviros, you have the 10 sviros, Kesach, Chachma, Bina, Chesed, Gvurah, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, Malchus. We're not going to explain all of that tonight. Obviously, some of us have some grasp on that, some whatever. But we understand that there are these 10 spheres that are the foundations of the world. And the 10 makos are connected to that as well. But in what order specifically? So there's different orders that Sfarim bring down. Just like, you know, like the Yidden are grouped differently. The Shvatim could be in order, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, but the Shvatim could also be grouped according to the Golem, right? According to the way that they encamped by their flags. So too, the makos could be different siddurim, different orders. Well, Wolfson suggests the following order. He says it could be keser chachma bina, or someone just chachma bina, das, depends what you call it, which are the highest levels of the Zion spheres, or even above it. Those are left for the last three makos, because we were leading up to the highest level of revelation. So the first seven are the Zion Spheros, the Zion Midos. So if you'd go like that, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, Malchus, Barad is number seven. Barad, therefore, represents Malchus. Barad represents Malchus. With Malchus comes Yira. With Malchus, kingship comes a sense of Yira, a sense of awe, a sense of Emunah. And we have to build that. And that's why it is, and we're going to explain, but that's why it is, ki ein kamoni b'chalaretz, specifically by Barad. By Barad, and we'll get back to Kinim, what we learned over there We'll get there. We'll explain. I know we're not fully answered yet, but we understand that Barud was a sense of Malchus in the world. But it was a sense of Malchus that brought a Yira. In fact, we see in the Pesukim, Mamash is Beferish in the Pesukim, that what? By Barud, Hayoreth Dvar Hashem, Avda Paro, that they took their cattle into the houses. There was a Yira Shemayim that came from it. When fire and ice is falling from the sky, there's a certain Yira that's created. And I believe that fire and ice also represents that Malchus. How the fire and ice are complete opposites. But maybe we could that express perhaps as well like a din and rachamim. Fire is din. Mayim is rachamim. But here they're together. What entity has that together? Only the Eibishter. Only the Eibishter. That was the Malchus of the Ribbono Shel Olam represented in the bara. The din and the rachamim all at once, intertwined. Things that naturally shouldn't be able to be. Either your din or your rachamim. Either it's judgment or it's mercy. The Eibishter, no, it's all one. It's fire and ice. Because when you really have a Malchus, you have Yira as well. And that build, that became Kamon B'chol Arish, Mamish felt it for the first time. Because this is Malchus. When you really have a kingship, you have a Yira. If you really have a king, you have a Yira. That's why the HaBarad is Gematria 211, which is Gematria Yud Reish Aleph, Yira. HaBarad brought Yira. Okay, let's understand what this means for a moment. And we could understand it in light of the country we live in right now, sadly. Because we live in a place where what? There's zero respect for Malchus. And I'm not getting into political of whether that's correct or incorrect. We're not going to get political tonight on any level. But ultimately, there's zero respect for Malchus. There's zero respect for government. There's no Malchus, and therefore there's no Yira, and people are doing whatever they want to do. And we can see what happened last week, and all Mamish Purid together on the highest of levels in a country that you would never have fathomed these type of things can be happening. And you'd never even fathom that things could be spoken the way they're spoken. But there's no longer any respect. There's no respect for human beings. There's no respect, there's no yira, there's no awe, there's no kvoid. There's nothing. That's what it is in Congress. They're more concerned that you shouldn't say that someone's he or she or a mother or father. It's only an it. It's sickening, such disrespect, dishonor to a man or to a woman. It's unbelievable. You know, if you stop and you think about it. But where does it stem from? Where does that all stem from? There's no Malchus, there's no Yira, there's no awe, there's no Malchus, and there's no Yira. Who becomes the Melech? Every individual is their own Melech. There's a breakdown because I think I know better and I'm not mevatel to anybody else. You need a Malchus in life to create a Yira, to create an awe, to create humility. You know, I was relearning, it's a big chizik. I've been relearning the Hagdama of the Chavis HaTamidim. So beautiful. It's unbelievable to read how Rav Klon was Kalman and Eish Kodesh understood Chinuch Chvesnesh 100 years ago better than most Mechanchim today. And halavai, I don't understand why the yeshivas were not doing every word that he's saying. It's scary. Just what he understands Chanoch Lanar Al Pidarko means and the respect to Talmidim and the care for every Talmud. But he gets down in the middle and he asks, and he was talking 100 years ago, pre-Holocaust, this Chavis HaTamidim. And he asks, where'd the break, again, he was talking in his door, imagine in our door, where'd the breakdown occur? Where'd the breakdown occur that ultimately these children are no longer easy to be mechanich? And he's like, it used to be, pretty much everybody was al derech and was building your Shemayim Torah. Now, what happened? And he explains, and he doesn't say it exactly how we're going to take it, but he basically explains that for some reason, what's happened in society is even young teenagers think of themselves as a bar hachi. And they think, I know better, I know. So once I know better, and I know everything, and I think I'm so bright, and I think I know it all, I'm no longer mevatel to anybody else, I'm not looking to learn from anybody else. I know better than you. I know better than you. But what really I want to say is that It's a lack of sense of Kvod Malchus, which is a lack of Yira, which causes Peretz Geder, causes destruction in the world. As we see it today, we see it in our own eyes. Barad is connected the seventh of the Zion spheres of Malchus. It's the seventh of the Makos. Malchus, Yira, fire and ice together, the Eibishter. That's what it was going to bring into the world. And guess what? Listen to this, mamish incredible. And that's Enki, Ein Kamoni B'chol Aretz. It could have brought it, mamish, to the end. Meaning what I mean to the end? It could have brought it to me, Gilui Shechina already. To Malchus being revealed completely. Varad could have done it. But what happened? And it's a medrash in Shmos Rabba. Paro asked for it to stop early. Paro asked for it to stop early. And about Yifrush Kapov al Hashem, the Kibal Kosh Baruch Hu Tfilaso. Moshe went and davened and stopped the Barad early. There was more Barad to come down. If all the Barad would have fallen, it would have brought all the Kvod Malchus, all the Yerushalayim, it would have already been, that's it, no longer need for any Tikkun in the world. But it stopped early. It stopped early. In fact, tremendous, Wolfson has an incredible idea on this. Listen to this, you want to hear this? He explains his Medrash based on this. Listen to the Medrash. In the Yalkut Shemayni, it says, Hashem yimloch li olam ve'ed. What's yimloch? B'lashon asid, in the future. Hashem will rule in the future. And the Yalkut Shemayni says, Mibnei kivasus paro. Because kivasus paro, came the horses of paro. What does Hashem yimloch have to do with the horses of paro? Listen to this, incredible. Listen to this. Listen to Rav Wolfson, Rav Moshe Wolfson Shlita. Listen to this idea. That what do the horses of power have to do with the Lashon Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Vod? He says beautifully, where did these horses come from? Whose horses were these? Barad came and killed out the animals, right? Except for those who had Yerushalayim. So the various puzzle we read before, the ones who had Yerushalayim were the only ones that saved their animals. So these horses now had to be from what? The Mitzrim had Yerushalayim. So then he asked, if these susim, came from the Mitzrim that had Yerushalayim, if they had Yerushalayim, why are they running after Jews now? Obviously Hashem, this is already, Hashem already brought Chayshach Makabas Makaros, like they should have been, these were Mitzrim that had Yerushalayim. What are they running after the Jews? If those were, that's where the horses had to come from. Because by Barad, it stopped early. And they hit a level of Yerushalayim. But only Hashem Yimloch. What's Yerushalayim Hashem Yimloch? He will rule. Right now I could do my thing. I know there's a God. There's a God that once was, that created the world. And there's a God that will be. You know, right? A lot of people have this mindset. There was a Rabbi Nisholm that created the world. And the Rabbi Nisholm that put me here. And there's going to be a Rabbi Nisholm, Lasad Lavo of Mashiach. Right now I'm doing my thing. Leave me alone. Mamish, there's a lot. Sadly, I think this is, I don't want to say rove, but a lot of people live their lives in such a way. They might not say it like that, but that's how they're living their lives. I mean, Vadi, of course I believe in Hashem, and of course, but like, He created me, and He, but right now, how are we living? What about Hashem Melech? Hashem Yimloch, only that year to that degree, that was proven by these horses. And this is the Muna we have to, Malchus Shemayim we have to have, and the Muna we have to have is an Muna that's stronger, that's Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch, Le'olam Ved. We have to have the Muna that we know Hashem is by our side every moment. And when we have that Muna, we can get through anything. When we know Hashem is with us, we can get through anything. When we know Hashem orchestrates the world, earlier today I was dealing with a Matzav that was a little difficult. MS was a little difficult. And I sat down in my living room in the other room. I was that like sofa with like two, that has two people could sit in, the little blue one. And I sit down and I'm just b'cheshbon thinking about how to deal with this matzav. And I look up, Emes, I look up and I see over my fireplace, it's there, it's helped me very, and the painting that I got in near Meron over there that time. And I'm just read the words ki bechol makom shenafal Hashem ki bechol makom shenafal to Hashem nimso et cha Hashem yisparach. And I read those words and Mamish lifted me. He lifted me. That's it. Wherever you are, Hashem is there. Not He will be there and He was there. Not that stuff. Not Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch, Shkoyach. Okay, He was there, He'll be there. No, Hashem Melech. Hashem Melech, He's here right now. That's the Iker of Emuna. But it's out of order, right? It should be Hashem Malach, Hashem Melech. Hashem Malach, Hashem Melech, Hashem Yimloch, Le'olavet. Malach He was, Melech He is. Hashem Melech. First and foremost, He's here right now. Then, by the way, He was there and He will be there. It's most important, right? You ever think about that, Chavra? Nimtza et cha Hashem Yisbarach, b'chol makom shenfalta nesham, right now, right here. That's the Muna we're going to build. That's the Muna that Barad's trying to build. He didn't finish it for the Mitzrim, but he should finish it for us. How else? Chiddush HaRim says the Tamakos are keneged the Aseres HaDibros. But Wilson says if it's Aseres HaDibros, not forwards, it's backwards. Because again, the Aseres HaDibros start with Anoichi, with the ultimate movement. So the end, by the end of the Tamakos, we get to Anoichi, right? So if you go backwards, starting with Makos Bechoros, you go backwards. So Barad is number 4, right? Backwards. Meaning go forward is number 7, go backwards is number 4. What's number 4 of the Aseres HaDibros? Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. So Barad's connected Shabbos Kodesh. Barad's connected Shabbos Kodesh, which we said Barad is Malchus with Yira, that's why Bereishis is Yirei Shabbos. It's both, right? The Shabbos Kodesh also builds that connection to Hashem, that Emunah b'Hashem that we need. You know what Shabbos does for us? I was thinking about it just recently this week, thinking about a story. I definitely shared, I don't know if all of you, this story, the first part of the story, but I don't think I shared the second part of the story ever at this table. You know, I've been the Rav in Camp Dina for a few years already. And one year, I remember it was the second half of the summer, first Shabbos. So very often I'm asked to speak by the end of Shabbos. You know, the girls sing. I'm not there for the singing. I just come to speak at the end, like right before Ma'ariv, right? And Chvesnish, you know, they call it ebbing or whatever, you know. To give a story of Chizuk, of Hesoros, that very special time, the Kodesh Kedoshim, the final moment of Shabbos Kodesh. It's a very special time, right? And very much connect. And one year, this year, the second, again, it was the second half, the first Shabbos and the second half, so a lot of new girls that weren't there the whole summer. And I remember walking, that particular Shabbos, they were in a circle singing down by the basketball courts, which is down. And I was coming from the Beis Medrash. And as I'm walking down, Mom is still thinking to myself, what story should I tell over? What chizuk should I bring? I had a few ideas in my head. And I decided, Mom is that Shabbos, to give over a story and talk about Shabbos Kodesh. And Kedushas Shabbos. And how special Shabbos was. And we have to bring Shabbos into the week. And I told over a story. I'm not going to tell over the story I told over. I've told that story. I've told over this about Rose Goldstein, who a famous story. I've told over how she didn't go to work on Shabbos, and that's why she wasn't killed in the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory. The Chevra remembers. It's an incredible story. So I told her that story. And as we're walking back afterwards, so all the girls are walking off, so I'm going to go to Ma'ariv, and one of the girls comes over to me, and I see these tears, mom, streaming down her cheeks. And the Camptina's all girls from very from families, from girls, but this particular girl, she opens up to me on the spot. I've never met her before. It was the first Shabbos there. And she says, Rabbi Cohen, I want to thank you so much. That story, you have no idea what it did for me. I'm looking at her as tears are streaming out. She says, I want you to know this is the first Shabbos that I kept in a few years. The first Shabbos that I've kept in a few years. And to hear that at the culmination of Shabbos, the punchline of the story also it comes up, but more than the Jews keep Shabbos, Shabbos keep the Jews. And it was a big line and a big story about Kedusha Shabbos and Shabbos saves you. She said, to hear that at the end of Shabbos, after this first Shabbos, the Mamish gave me such inspiration. And as she's crying, it was an incredible moment, this young girl. Hi, Mamish. personally, just like, it was amazing. The next year, that girl's back in camp. And by the way, throughout the year, I was in touch. She was sending me emails. She was mamish flying in her Yiddishkeit after that. I'm not like the whole year, like sending me emails of things she was giving over in her school about Amunah and like spreading, like on fire. This girl's now on fire. Like unbelievable. Like I'm chazik from her all the time. And the next summer, one Friday or Thursday, I don't remember, towards the end of the week, she comes over to me, this girl, now I have a kesher with. She says, Rabbi Cohen, I want to do something special for my bunk this Shabbos. Maybe get them something to for Shabbos. Like, you know, what should I do? I'm like, why? What do you mean? What's so special? It's my 1 year anniversary. I've kept every single Shabbos since 1 year ago. And it's incredible. And I got her. She got like a treat, something candy or something chesnesh for the whole bunk. And she didn't tell them exactly why. She just announced it's something covered Shabbos. But she and I knew why. Unbelievable. But you have to understand, it wasn't just Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh for this young woman was the first step in building this incredible Avodas Hashem and Emunah that she's still, trust me, flying from. And I know personally. Flying from. Makos Baruch is that seventh Makos Shabbos, because Makos Baruch again is Malchus, is Emunah, is trying to teach me Ke'en K'moini B'chol Aretz. Ke'en K'moini B'chol Aretz. The Gemara in Shabbos. Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Ches, Amid Aleph. Amar of Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Yishu ben Levi, Mishum bar Kafra. Kol HaMekayim Sholosh Sudos B'Shabbos. Listen to this, Chever. If we keep all three Sudos of Shabbos, for Nitzel Misholosh Pranios, we'll be saved from Sholosh Pranios. What Sholosh Pranios? Chevle Shem Mashiach, the birthing pains of Mashiach. When we get close to the Mashiach, as we're getting, we see plenty of birthing pains in there. We'll be saved from them. If we're here tonight, it means we're being saved by them. We're doing something right. Umedina shel Gehenim, lo aleinu, we don't want to know what the fires of Gehenim are. And ain't tzadik bar shel yechta. But Shabbos Sudas will save us from din of Gehenim. And finally, umimalchus goy gumagog. Umimalchus goy gumagog. I'm sorry, Milchemes Goy Gumagog, from the Milchama of Goy Gumagog. Goy Gumagog, we know, unfortunately, if we're not Roy, to Mashiach coming in such a way, there's going to be Milchemes Goy Gumagog, whether it's happened or it's happening, what's going to happen, well, a lot of talk, we're not going to get into that, but it's a terrible, this farm talk about terrible, terrible Yisurin and Nisyonis and terrible Goy Gumagog. So the three Sudas save us from this. Which three Sudas? So seemingly, if you put it together, Lel Shabbos Sudah, having a Geshmak Kodesh to Galel Shabbos Suda with Zmiros, with Torah, is going to save me from what? Chevle Mashiach. Yoim Shabbos Suda is going to save me from what? Dinei Shel Gehenim. And Shal Shudis. And sometimes these shorter Shabbosim, it's a little more of an Avodah. But to make sure to have Shal Shudis, and have a real Shal Shudis, and to wash, and to have Zmiros, and whether it's in Shul, whether it's home, different in Hogan, that's okay, but L'maisa, to have Shal Shudis. How many people are sleeping in the afternoon after? Shal Shudis. It's going to save me from Goy Gumagog. What's Goy Gumagog? Svarim bring down, or Wolfson explains, you know, what's going to happen by Goy Gumagog besides for all these surin? He says there's going to be tremendous apikorsis that's in the world. Tremendous lacking of Amuna. Tremendous lacking of Malchus and Yerushalayim. And we can see it so strongly today. There's no doubt that the potentially, and again, I'm not the type of person that talks like this and says, I know it is. I don't know. I know nothing. I hardly know how to daven kavan. I'm going to talk about Gogo Mogo. I'm not talking about Gogo Mogo, whether it is or isn't. But I'll tell you, the amount of emunah in the world, it's mamish on the lowest of low. And we see it about what's going on in American politics today. That's vada lacking of emunah. First of all, just, again, even what's going on to the extent with this disgusting lack of cover for Malchus that we already spoke about tonight. But the extent that people are taking things with the election, when, again, we everyone has to, there's always that balance of Shtadlus of Muna. But once things are done, you have to have a Muna and be okay. We're fine. We spoke about this last week already. We're fine. we're fine because Rebbe Nishim runs a Welt. Rebbe Nishim can't make it incredible and out of with any melech. Of course he can. You have to have a moon. And we see such lacking of a moon in the world, so scary. Which causes destruction. And that's all this, not all, but that's so much of destruction also that's happened through COVID, is lacking of Emunah. I'm not, there was a lot, and there still is a lot of real destruction when it comes to machlos, and it comes to death, and it comes to parnasa, and it comes to these things. But the amount of sadness and depression, and the amount of people that are uneasy, and that are nervous, and all that is chisronis in Emunah. Some of it warranted on some level, but a lot of it, we have to be mechazik our Emunah. We have to be mechazik our emunah. Keneged gogomagog, and that's shalshudis. Why is that shalshudis? Shalshudis is this man, we sit in the dark. That's what minhag is, to be in the dark. And to sing what? Gam keelach begeit almavis. Lo yirak yati madi. And listen closely, chevra. Listen to bringing it together. Listen how Wolfson brings it together. This Gemara. If we said already, based on the Torah of Chiddush Arim, that Barad is keneged Shabbos, but we also said in the Medrash that Barad was stopped early and it didn't finish off the final step. So if it stopped early, meaning if you look at Barad as Keneged Shabbos, it stopped early. When did it not fall? The last part. It didn't fall Shal Shudis. It didn't finish off the final Amuna, the final Yer Shemayim. And that brought the potential for Gog u'Magog, not because of Gog u'Magog, right? This is what makes sense. What does the Medrash say? It stopped early. When's the rest gonna fall? So some of it, Amosai Yardu, I'm reading in Shmois Rabba, Yud Bei Zayin. Listen to this, you can't make this up. Amosai Yardu, when's it gonna fall? So some of it, Bimei Yeshua El Amorayim. Vashar, the final Barad. Atidin Lered Bimei Gog u'Magog. The final Barad will fall by Gog u'Magog. Because the final Barad, if it was finished off, would build all the Malchus Shemayim and all the Yer Shemayim is necessary. And when Gog u'Magog, and how are we saved from Gog u'Magog? Which the Barad is going to save us from Gog u'Magog, is saying. But how so? By Shal Shudis time. So I don't need Barad and I don't need Gog u'Magog. I need Shal Shudis. I need Emunah. I need to build my Emunah in a very real way. And now we can understand as well. We asked before, what does it say by borrowed? Ain't kumoni b'chol aretz. We already said by kinim etzbel lukimi. So Wolfson explains. There's two levels of amuna that every person needs. There's intellectual amuna, and there's emotional amuna. There's intellectual amuna, and there's emotional amuna. Intellectual amuna is, I know Hashem created the world. I know Hashem is watching over me. I know this Schar Voynish. I know he's orchestrating everything that happens. But a lot of times we can know that in our head, but we don't feel it in our heart. And I'm still down and out. I'm still depressed. And I'm still scared. We need not just intellectual Muna, but emotional Muna. An emotional Muna means I feel it, not just I know it. I feel that Hashem is watching me. I feel he's taking care of me. You know when you have the most Hargoshes Halev the whole week? When you do it correctly, Shal Shudis time. Shal Shudis time, I sit in Mamish, Ravim the Ravim, Shabbos Kodesh in the dark, and I'm singing the Avodah Shebelev of the Shiras Mishpachos. I'm singing the songs of the Neshama. And I feel the Emunah. Not just it's no longer in the head, it's in the heart. Ain kamoini b'chol aretz, and that's what Barad finishes off. Yes, Kinim started the Emunah etzbel kimi, but I need it to be emotional. I need it to be in my heart as well. And I build this on Shabbos Kodesh. I build the Yer Shemayim, the Malchus of the Zayin Zmirus, and the Shabbos Kodesh as well. And that's why it's also Be'oitzrei Shemaya. Maybe some of you were thinking this already. What's pshat? The Targum Yoni says that the Barad come Be'oitzrei Shemaya. So first of all, there's a Gemara in Brachos. Famous Gemara in Brachos, Daf Lamed Gimel and Beis. If you don't know from the Gemara in Brachos, Bistama, you know it from the Nefesh HaChayim, who talks about it, Shardala, because even though we've said here so many times that everybody has to learn through Nefesh HaChayim, and not just Shardala, which is learned in the yeshivas, but Shardala, Beis, Gimel, all of it. But Shardala is very famous that we all learn in yeshivas and learn the importance of Musar and Chizik in our learning. Reb Shimon, but and he quotes this Gemara. It's a famous Gemara. The Hail of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon by Yoichai Ein Lo La Kadosh Baruch Hu Beneis Gnozov Ela Oitzer She Yirah Shemayim. What does Hakadosh Baruch Hu have Beneis Gnozov? An Oitzer of Yirah Shemayim. But wait a minute before we continue and bring home the message. This just came to me. I'm just chus of this shir. Wait a minute. Famously, all that he has based gnazav is Yerushalayim. Ever think this shaila? What do we know? Very famous Gemara that our friend Aaron Gedalia made famous. We should have made sure Aaron Gedalia is right. Aaron Gedalia sang such a beautiful song that Reisha came out with Matana that Simcha Leiner joined. With all due respect, Simcha Leiner has the most gorgeous voice. Personally, maybe it's my subjective love of Aaron Gedalia, who I love like a son, but also his lave, his heart. I love the version of his Aaron singing it. That's what I listen to. Emes, that's what I listen to. Amar le HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. I just want to sing it when you sing it, huh? Matana toiva yesh li b'beis gonze v'shabes shema. I have matana b'beis gonze in my treasure house, and it's called Shabbos. Wait a minute. The Gemara in Brachos says, Rav Shimon Echa, Ein lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu is none of Ella, all that he has in the Beis Gnazov is Oitzer Shel Yerushalayim. He has nothing else. Then the Gemara here in Shabbos says, Matana Tov Yesh Le Beis Gnazov V'Shabbos Shema. He just said all he has is Yerushalayim. Obviously. What's the obvious only answer you could give? Zelbezach. Shabbos and Yerushalayim is one. Shabbos and Yerushalayim. What is Yerushalayim? It's Malchut. It's Amunah. It's Hashem. True Yerushalayim is I believe in Hashem and I come. What is Shabbos? It's Amunah. It's Hashem. And that's why we said Bereishis, Yarei Shabbos. Yarei Shabbos. That's it. So what does it mean that the Barad came a Oitre Shemaya? Why did Targum Yonasan say that the Barad came a Oitre Shemaya? You know why the Barad came a Oitre Shemaya? From the storehouses of Shemayim. Because the Bar was here to build Malchus, to build Amunah. What is that Amunah? Where do you Yaris? Yaris Hashem? And where do you get it? Shabbos Kodesh. It's all one. Torah Hashem Tamima. What a beautiful, what are you teaching these Gemaras, Chevra? Chevra, you have to understand something. We're sitting here together, and we just had Rosh Chodesh Shvat today. It's already Beis Shvat now. You know what that means, first of all? It means it's Erev Purim. It means it's Erev Purim. If it's Shvat, it's Erev Purim, Chevra. We gotta start Hachanas. Don't wait to Shlosh Yom Koidim. No Shlosh Yom Koidim. Much more for Purim. It's Shvat. Shvat means we're on doorsteps of Adar, which is Purim. So that itself is exciting. But listen, look at the Rabbeinu Bechaye in Parshas Bo. And Rabbeinu Bechaye in Parshas Bo will say, when did Barad begin? Rosh Chodesh Shvat. You can't make that up. That we're going to read Barad. Rosh Chodesh Shvat. So today is the day that the Barad began to fall. Today is the day that the Barad began to fall. And if today is the day the Barad began to fall, there's no better time to reawaken and revitalize our Amunah. And if you need a practical way, how do we revitalize that Amunah and that Malchus and that Yerushalayim? Shabbos Kodesh. And if you need within Shabbos Kodesh a practical way, Shal Shudah specifically. To make Shal Shudah's Chashav and Kodesh. Because that's Keneged, Goy Gumbag, which Keneged when the Bar is going to finish full, which is our Yerushalayim and Malchus. Clearly that's when it needs to be. That's when it needs to be. The Yerushalayim, specifically Shal Shudah's that we built. And that started falling today. Mirz Hashem will be Zoyche, that Shvat will be a month of Shomreim, Barchem, and Taharim, Rosh Yateva Shvat. And Shvat should be Shalom, Toivo, and Bracha, Rosh Yateva Shvat. Shvat. Or if you want to say Simcha, Toivo, and Bracha, either way, whatever does it for you. As well as, Bez Hashem Shabbarach, it should be a time of Besuras Toivos, Nisvasa Besuras Toivos, as well. Should all be Shvat. Should all be Shvat. You know, we entered into Teves. I saw, I want to, based on something we did Nafshi, my special Talmud, Ari Mirzov sent me something today. I just want to use it to say in Teves, we were, when we entered Rosh Chodesh Teves, we're in Chanukah. So Teves starts with a Tess. Tess is Toiv. Everything was great. We're in Chanukah. We enter Shvat. It's dark. It's cold. Don't see much going on. It's a Tess, but the Tess is still there. It's just all the way at the end. The Tess went to the end. It doesn't mean it's not there. It's just a little more hidden. You know why? Because the Tess is always there. Because Kol Ma'ada Rechamon L'Tav of it. It's always good. We just have to look a little deeper sometimes. Mitzvah Shem, let's look deeper. Let's see the Tess. Let's know that it's good. Let's see the Rabbi Nishol. Let's see the Yer Shemayim. Let's see the Malchus Shemayim. Let's mamish connect to Shabbos Kodesh and Schus connect to Shabbos Kodesh. We'll be Zeichel Yom Shikul Shabbos. We'll be Yashiach Kul Shlema. B'mehir Rabbi Yomeinu.